In Hillsborough County, Florida, we've been listening to Voters Think. It's part of our series, First in Maine, which began at the corner of First in Maine in a mobile home park.
From there, we've crossed this swing county in a swing state. We've met people everywhere from a fruit stand to a health clinic to a historic church. We finish at the end of a Tampa cul-de-sac where Wanda Coase stepped out into her garage the other day. She encouraged her 6-year-old daughter to help dispose of some old cans of paint.
Hey, can you go get your paint shirt on?
No.
One of your Home Depot ones?
Please.
That would
be in my playroom. Yeah, baby. Coase is the daughter of Costa Rican immigrants and a mother of three. She wears blue and white sneakers and an oversized T-shirt. Her face dimples when she smiles. Her husband works as a chef, and she's a stay-at-home mom in this area known as New Tampa, where suburban-style developments spread out for miles. This neighborhood has stone countertops, high ceilings, and lush Florida palm trees in the yards.
It looks beautiful, but we have issues. I mean, there's issues in every single place you see in here.
This is the kind of area where the real estate market soared and then collapsed during the financial crisis.
Things feel like they're finally kind of settling in. People, you know, kind of took their losses and started making do with what they had. A lot of people, you know, did lose their houses. We had friends that had to move away. We had, six to nine foreclosures in our neighborhood alone. But
boy, when you have foreclosures in your neighborhood, does it also make you wonder about what your house is worth?
Oh, we did. We looked it up like everybody else. Because we move around, we know we have another move. We know we're going to lose some more money. So it's kind of tough.
And as she wipes a little sweat from her face on this humid afternoon, Wanda Coase thinks of how this neighborhood has become a little unfamiliar.
A lot of houses are rentals now. You know, people have moved out and had to rent their houses and
couldn't sell the house. Probably.
Couldn't sell the houses, so they started renting them. We don't know who they're letting in.
Do you vote usually?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who did you vote for last presidential election, 2008?
If you Obama.
She laughs because she doesn't like to get into political fights. But you were saying you voted for Obama.
I did.
In 2008. You're going to vote this fall?
I am.
And?
And I'm still on the fence. You know, usually my husband and I have a huge conversation and we sit down and we go through our pros and cons and we go through all of our candidates and we try our hardest.
Did your husband vote for Obama last time?
He did.
Okay.
He
so
did.
You're an Obama couple. What do you think of the president's performance?
I think he came in, he thought he could do so much, and everybody, we wanted to believe this, and we thought it was possible, but like everything, it takes time, so.
So, are you disappointed in him then?
No, I'm not disappointed in him. You know, I tend to understand people when it comes to, you try really hard, but, you know, there's just so much you can do. I don't know if I'm a fan of Obamacare.
She hasn't quite figured out what it means for her. All she knows is that she gets all kinds of paperwork if she goes to the hospital now. On social issues, she is with the president. She got in a big argument on Facebook the other day over Chick-fil-A, that restaurant chain whose CEO spoke out against gay marriage. She insists she is an undecided voter, which according to surveys would make her one of the very few in the nation. But she does not start out with a positive impression of the Republican alternative. Any thoughts about Mitt Romney?
No. I mean, I just question too many things about him.
In the coming months, Wanda Coase and her husband will be talking through their decision once again, just as they did 4 years ago. This time around, her decision will be emotional, because as she votes for president, she is voting for a commander-in-chief, her son's commander-in-chief.
My son, who's 20, is just joined the Army, and that is, it's scary.
Is he still in basic training? He just joined?
He's gonna leave for basic training September 11th. Not September 10th, not September 12th, September 11th.
You've got the look on your face that every mom must have when their son does this.
And he chose it, and he wanted it, and he thought it was for him, and he fought for it. I mean, we went back and forth for almost 10 months, and for a mom who, I was a single mom for a while, and to work as hard as I did for him to choose it. So.
Do you want to take a minute? You want to get a Kleenex or something?
I'm soaked as it is.
It's so a little I'm sweaty okay. out here in the garage.
Oh, I am. I know. But yeah, the future is, it's a very scary place.
And with that, Wanda Coase and her daughter Sophia go back to cleaning the paint out of the garage.
How about if you, I know how you can help me. Go get a plastic spoon. How's that?
So that's my life. You guys got me in a nutshell.
One of the voters we met in this incredibly complicated place, Hillsborough County, Florida, also incredibly important in this swing state, which President Obama carried in 2008, which Republicans hope to recapture in 2012. And in fact, I'm standing outside the location of the Republicans' upcoming national convention here in Tampa, Florida. It's the Tampa Bay Times Forum. I'm looking up at this great curving wall of blue glass at the outside of the forum. Democrats, of course, will hold their convention in another swing state, North Carolina, in September, and we at Morning Edition will continue across the country listening to voters and their concerns in our series First in Maine.